Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week on our Heartbeat, you asked us a question. Do we rely on our abilities or God's abilities? And it's a good question. And I reckon it's something that we need to ask ourselves over and over again in our life.
Need to bring into over and over in our life. Like, yeah, sometimes I look back and think, oh, I did it all by myself and I didn't include God in helping me, you know. And other times it's like, yes, I didn't have the ability, but God came through and did something
amazing. So I think it's something like in seasons of our lives we can rely on God more, and then other times it's not even just a season, it's just different circumstances at different times. Like, don't you think it's funny how one part of your day you can be relying on God and then the next part of the day
you fall apart?
Yeah, like,
yes.
Yeah. So it's a good question to ask. But where you started at was talking about how God gives us abilities. Like, as an example you gave, you have an ability for science and the maths. That's what you enjoyed.
But he also wants us to use it. If he's given us that gift, he does want us to develop it. He says, be fruitful and multiply. Mm. So you're fruitful in where you are, what your plant is, you know. So he wants us to develop it. Mm.
But therefore, to me, that becomes a real balance between
us
developing
and God.
Developing it, improving it, because that's what God wants us to do. But then it not being about
us
and that ability.
Well, then again, it's, I think, a recognition of who gave us the ability in the first place, who continues to help us develop, who opens the doors and gives us the opportunities. He does on the earth to grow and develop. And it's always God. If you look back, if you think about it, if you ponder about it, that's who does it.
Because you then shifted the kind of the focus of the Heartbeat from our abilities that we have to relying on God and our personal relationship with God. And I assume you make that jump because without that personal relationship with God, where we want to rely on him, then we only struck by what we only have, which is our ability.
Well, if we don't have that relationship with God during the day when something comes up, we then don't automatically go to ask what God thinks. Or, Lord, I know I can do this part, but, you know, I really need help in this part or something. So if we don't have that personal relationship, we're not listening to the Spirit. We're not forging ahead with the Spirit. We're doing it in our own means. And we're not acknowledging and thanking God even for the stuff that he just does in our everyday lives. You know, it's. I guess it's a bit like a teacher I had at school. I loved this maths teacher. She was an amazing person, great mathematician, encouraging to the class, pushed us to develop and do our times table. You know, like we used to have to, she'd come in and say, what's 15 times 17? And we'd have to know it.
Yeah.
And so she pushed you to sort of develop that, because you learnt the timetable up to 12 times 12 at school.
But that's a lot higher.
We didn't do it. But she would push us.
Yeah.
And I guess, but also because of the way she encouraged us, we learnt to develop those hard tasks easier.
Because you had encouragement behind you.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't think I ever once went to her and said, thank you for what you've done. But I remember at university one day, something came up and I knew the answer. And I thought immediately, that teacher helped me develop that I knew the answer in this tutorial that we had. And no one else in the class had it to say as fast as me or whatever. But I immediately had a mental mind to say, thank you. And, well, you know, God is way above a teacher.
Yeah.
But do we ever then acknowledge him? Do we go back and, you know, where he does push us or encourage us in our walk in life. Go, wow, my ability was this because you encouraged me, Lord. Look where I've come. Mm, mm. Look how I've developed.
Mm.
You know, yep. He's like the coach that the coach that athletes have now.
Mm.
They don't just have someone who teaches them how to run.
No.
They teach them how to think and how to plan and how to persevere. And that's what God's all of it.
Because you said, like, God doesn't rely on our abilities. He relies on our surrender. And that's all to do just with the heart that we have, wanting to continue to ask him to be the center of it rather than our abilities.
Yeah, and when we have that personal relationship with God and realize who he is, he doesn't need us. He desires to use us. He asked us to go around the earth and tell people about him, but he doesn't actually need me, doesn't actually need you. He could in a blink of an eye have everyone converted to him, but he wants personal choice and he wants us to be involved in that mission.
Well, you gave a good example of Saint Bernadette, who's your confirmation saint.
Yes.
And it was a good example in that, being that she was uneducated, she couldn't rely on that part of her abilities. I'm sure she had other abilities. But God still used her when she presented to the bishops what she felt Mary had told her.
Yes.
And so showing that it was really about a heart that she had for God as opposed to an education ability.
God had chosen
her
for somehow for this mother, his mother, to appear to her and talk to her and share.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what do you think we do if we have times in our lives where we are relying on our abilities more? Do you think that, like if things are going well for us and we're relying on our abilities, sometimes, well, we don't want to turn to God, or we don't feel there's a need.
No, and we don't. We humanly go, we don't even think about it.
No, that's right. You just keep going. Like, yeah.
But when we have a personal relationship with God, in those times, we might go, Lord, thank you that you helped me here. Thank you that you have given me this ability, this brain to think, this way to live, because it's him who does it, this environment to develop me, to use my gifts. So it's a thankfulness. You know, it's a relationship. It's a to and fro. It's a sharing of lives, sharing of hearts.
I was thinking also in times when maybe we don't have the ability or we feel we don't have the ability, that's obviously a time where we can go to God.
We're more surrendered then, really, aren't we?
Well, we get to a point where we're like,
can't
need
do
you,
it.
God, otherwise, how do I make this happen?
Yeah.
So
it's like ego can get in the way.
Mm.
Oh, it's all about me. Look what I've done. Whereas if you stay close to Christ, you'll know the Spirit will say, well, it wasn't you. It was me, the Lord, who gave you the ability. It's me who opened the door in your career. It's me who sent the right professor along, or the person, or, you know, teacher or whatever on the earth for you. And your heart becomes more thankful and more grateful for what God has done. And he wants us to use our abilities, though.
Yeah.
He wants us to strive and push and stay up late at night and whatever it takes. But he wants us to have a heart loving him, surrendered to him.
So the weekly challenge for this week, I think, is probably twofold. And I liked what you said earlier. It's surrendering our hearts to him. And then what I've just thought of now is, and being grateful in those times where, when we are using our abilities in our everyday work, we go, thank you, God, for gifting me with this.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's not wrong to go, I'm very good with my brain. I'm very good at maths or whatever, you know, it might be, and I'm using it well, and wow. You know, look at the people who win Nobel Prizes in science and stuff because they use their brain and abilities. But recognizing who gave us the ability in the first place, the opportunity, the, like I said, the environment, the right teachers, and having a heart of gratitude, of Yeah, knowing. And, you know, from there, I often think, wow, what more can God do because I have a heart that is surrendered on the Creator who created everything.
Mm. Yep.
You know, I can think I developed, you know, I don't know, the insulin injection just, you know, help people with diabetes. But it was God who gave me the thoughts, the abilities, the projects, the whatever that I saw
to
them.
Do it.
Mm. Yeah, it's always coming back to him, back to him.
And then I think it's a constant, just what you said, it's a constant coming back to him throughout your whole life because it's, you know how there are some things you can do in life which probably are in our own ability and once you've achieved something, oh, it's done, right? But often I think our walk with God, it's not like that.
It's never done.
Because we're so frail. Like, so it's a constant coming back,
But it's
back.
Not just because we're so frail. It's because he is so great. Mm. We are learning that little bit of greatness about him. Then we go deeper and more is revealed to us and we go, whoa, I thought that was good and that was great. Mm. Look now who God is. Yeah. You know, and you develop that deepness because we'll never attain or never think or never have the brains to even imagine who and what God is.
Yeah.
But he reveals stuff to us.
All right, well, that was our chat for this week. We hope that you've enjoyed it. We hope that it's given you something to think about. Maybe it's challenged you to be more grateful, to surrender yourself more. So we hope that that's really blessed you and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.